Welcome to Law Library Insights. My name is Kayla Fertig, and I'm a reference librarian at the Cleveland Law Library. Today we are diving into one of the most fascinating and sometimes controversial presidential powers, the presidential pardon. The origins of this power can be traced back to 7th century England under King Ina of Wessex. It crossed the pond, and the concept of the presidential pardon was introduced to the Constitutional Convention in 1787. Before the idea was fully fleshed out, the framers debated whether Congress should have an assigned role, if Senate should approve proposed pardons, or if any charges, like treason, should be excluded from pardonable offenses. The final result was written out in Article 2, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution. It states that the president has the authority to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. A pardon is only one type of clemency the president can give. Under Article 2, a president may grant pardons, amnesty, commutations, and reprieves. But the presidential pardon power has limitations. A presidential pardon is limited to federal crimes and cannot pardon individuals who have been impeached by Congress. Pardons for state crimes are handled by governors or state pardon boards, such as Ohio's Adult Parole Authority. In Ohio, the governor has the power to issue commutations and pardons. This power can be found under Article 3, Section 11 of the Ohio Constitution. Another interesting piece is that the presidential pardon power applies only to criminal offenses. It cannot be used for civil violations, and the pardon cannot erase civil liability or damages someone might owe. Presidents throughout history have used the pardon power for routine acts of clemency. The first president of the United States was also the first to exercise this power. In 1795, George Washington granted pardons to the leaders of the Whiskey Rebellion. Then, in 1865, as the Civil War was drawing to a close, Abraham Lincoln issued a proclamation offering pardons to former Confederates who swore allegiance to the Union. In 1971, Richard Nixon commuted the sentence of James Hoffa, former Teamster president who was convicted of pension fund fraud and jury tampering. In 1974, President Gerald Ford pardoned his predecessor, Richard Nixon, for any crimes he might have committed during his time in office. And in 1977, President Jimmy Carter issued a blanket pardon for all who avoided the military draft during the Vietnam War. And in 2017, President Barack Obama pardoned Chelsea Manning, a former Army intelligence analyst who was convicted of leaking classified documents. Recent presidents have also exercised this pardon power. According to the Department of Justice statistics, the total number of executive clemency actions from 1900 to 2017 is 22,485. The use of clemency varies from administration to administration. Take, for example, George W. Bush issued the fewest number of clemency actions for any two-term president with only 200. In comparison, Barack Obama issued the most, granting 1,927 commutation requests. But to put that number in scale, there were 7,881 petitions for clemency that Obama never granted and remained pending. The pardon power is one of the most significant and unique tools in the president's constitutional toolkit. It is important to understand its history and uses. Thank you for listening to Law Library Insights. Remember to stay informed, lead with kindness, and support your local library. You can check out the Cleveland Law Library on the fourth floor of the old courthouse. We are open to the public every Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We hope to see you soon.